Hello, everyone. Welcome. What is this, guys? Episode 7? Welcome to Pure Power Hour.
It's episode, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Episode, we talking about stuff.
Episode 7, we're talking about stuff.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Pure Power Hour. Yeah, of course. But so today it's going to be just a simple one. We're going to start with an intro. We're going to lead into, which is what you're listening to right now. Yeah. We're going to lead into some like stuff we're reading and watching right now. And then just a little segment, and then after that we're gonna move on to all the new books coming out, which is probably the reason you're here. But yeah, so let's just get it started. What have you guys been reading, been watching anything lately?
So on my end, after the announcement of My Hero Academia ending, it's like it's over. But yeah, no. So
are there gonna be more chapters? Is that like that's it?
It's over, man.
No, but I mean, like, I know it's been going to end, but like, last chapter was the last.
Chapter. Yeah, last chapter is last chapter, but yeah, no.
Game
so,
over, man.
But yeah, that's not what I've been reading. I'm so behind on that. But like, after that announcement happened, another old anime series, like inspired by Western comic books, kind of resurfaced. People were talking about Tiger and Bunny. If you guys don't know what Tiger and Bunny is, it's a kind of love letter to Western comic books by, you know, some folks from Japan, Sunrise Studio. General premise is in the 50s, all of a sudden there's people with superpowers. And general public is panicked, but a TV studio decides to start filming them to basically change people's perspective on it. And it forms into what's called Hero TV. I don't know, like, you know, people would be like, that's stupid, but they add in product placements, and that's actually a general vibe of it. It's a general theme of, can you be a hero without money, and just the struggles of being a hero, and also being in this corporate landscape of wanting to do good, but also appeasing, like, you know, a company. It's really great.
Okay, hell yeah. What about you, Nate? What have you been reading?
I've been rereading Daniel Warren Johnson's Beta Ray Bill miniseries.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I was just like, I need something fun, because I've been doing a bunch of X-Men stuff, and needed something, something short and sweet to kind of bridge, because I'm going to eventually get to new X-Men, the Grant Morrison one, but I need a little break from that, and it's awesome. It's great.
It's 4 issues?
It's 5.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been awesome. That was my first Daniel Warren Johnson book that I read. And
me too.
It's freaking sweet. And then I just finally got around to finishing Delicious in Dungeon, the anime. It took me a little bit, just because I was trying to finish up One Piece too, but yeah,
that's never ending.
Well, I got caught up to it.
We were talking before like this happened, and yeah, young Nate was just like, I caught up to it. I'm like, that's honestly kind of a little bit of a curse, because like if somebody throws a season at you or new series, they will throw like, you managed to catch up with One Piece. You have no excuse.
I have no excuse. Yeah. But yeah, I finished that.
Delicious was good.
Yeah, it was great. Really I love Studio Trigger. Yeah.
What about you, Funky?
Funky?
I was rereading Little Monsters.
Hey, nice.
Yeah. Like I ordered the hardcover.
Is that
the deluxe edition?
Yep.
That's the Lemire and
I love you, Dustin.
Dustin Nguyen. Yeah, shout out Dustin Nguyen.
Shout out Dustin.
I caught him at the end of his signing at San Diego, and they hooked it up with like a. They're like, oh, we don't have any more hardcovers, but we got the slipcase for the special edition. Sure.
I'll take it.
Tight, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's like, just make sure you buy a hardcover.
Yeah. It's like I work at a comic book store or something.
So I'm probably like halfway through right now. Take a little break. And stuff been watching. I'm staying up to date on New Futurama. Because I'm a stan.
As am I.
Yeah. I'm watching that, what's it called? Only Murders.
Oh.
The Building. I generally like that show a lot. Also,
it's
shout out
really
to Selena Gomez. She's a billionaire now.
I saw that, yeah.
Pay her fair share. Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin too.
Yeah, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin and Martin Short. Short. I always mix up Martin Short, you know. I gotta remember Martin, he's short, yeah, and then like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. Didn't they draw the Riddler in the new 89 comic like Martin Short? Like, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's so funny. I've been reading too much.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
What have I been reading?
I'll swing away into something else after.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I've been reading... I'll just... Some of my favorite things I've been reading. Ultimates. Ultimates has been really good. I've been reading that. All the Ultimates stuff has been great. Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men, Ultimate Black Panther.
In a trade now.
Yep, yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man's in a trade.
Yeah, in a trade.
Well, it's technical. It'll be out. It'll be out by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then what else? Ultimate stuff. I've been just,
did you read that new Plastic Man already?
I have it in my poll. I'm usually two weeks behind on my poll. Like, usually it's like, if a book comes in, I'll probably read it in like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Cause that's usually like how behind I am. I'm reading all the new X-Men stuff. That's been X-Factor. I read X-Factor 1. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Yeah, I told you. Like,
the ending was great.
It's like,
at this point, it isn't really much of a spoiler. They're pretty much making X Factor like Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's very much
like
Suicide Squad.
It's really cool. Yeah. Did you read X Factor number one? Mm-hmm. They all fucking die at the end.
Ooh,
yeah, there's the main team that they've been promoting, but there's a first team that's in the beginning of the issue with like Angel, not Angel. It's like
Havoc. Yeah.
No. The first team is Angel, and the other second team that they do, Havoc is leading it. But the team that Angel is leading that has, I think, like Fire Fist, who's the kid in Deadpool 2.
He was gonna die.
Yeah. He's in it. I think Wolfsbane.
She was gonna die.
Some other guy named Cameo, who's like a shapeshifter.
Cameo.
He sounded like he was meant to die.
Yeah, it was like his first appearance and then died.
Yeah, and it's like at the end, it's like a giant building collapses and like literally like all of them die except for Angel. And then they're like, but here's the beautiful thing that we realize about marketing X Factor. It doesn't matter who's on the team. It just matters what the fuck they're doing. Yes. And they just like bring out a new team. And
it seems like
they don't give a fuck about any of the members. They're just purely focused on how the general public is.
Oh man, so we're totally gonna get that Suicide Squad cover with this probably.
There was a really funny moment.
Somebody on this cover is gonna die.
Yeah. There was a really funny moment where I think they're like they're walking down like a red carpet or something, I think like no one knows who like any of them are, so they're like, it's Wolfsbane, and they're like, who the fuck?
And they literally start booing her.
Yeah, and then the shapeshifter he comes out as Beast, and everyone's like, Beast, I love you, Beast, and then he shapeshifts into his normal form, and everyone's like,
who the fuck is that?
What?
I've just been watching a bunch more movies recently. One thing I will say, last night I just watched fucking Flash Gordon for the first time.
Beautiful.
And if anybody listening to this has not seen 1980s Flash Gordon, fucking watch it, please. It is so campy and funny and just over the top. And
you gotta watch The Black Hole, dude.
Fuck, I do. That's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
If you fucked with Flash Gordon, it's like it's very similar to Flash Gordon, but in the vibes, but more like dark and sci-fi.
Dark, mysterious, and sci-fi.
Yes.
Dark, mysterious.
The dude from Psycho's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Fuck yeah! Okay.
He's one of the main dudes.
Okay, that's good. Anthony Perkins.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah. It's time to move on to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about books.
Talking books. We'll go through some of these aren't going to be super quick. We're going to just name a couple things about them and just kind of let you know. Like, for example, we're going to start off with some indie books right now, guys. And this is, it's going to go indie, Marvel, DC, and each section, we're going to go from the newest book to release to, like, last book to release. First book, we got DuckTales number one, guys. releasing November 6th. It's pretty much...
There's not a lot to say about it.
It's
DuckTales.
It's DuckTales.
Are you a Disney person? You probably want to pick it up.
Yeah, Scrooge and his nephews are back.
I'm very curious.
That show is really good.
Yeah.
The new one.
Isn't Ewan McGregor voice? Not Ewan McGregor.
No, it's David Tennant. Yeah. So they actually allowed him to like loosen the belt a bit. He is Scottish, so they allowed him to do his Scottish accent.
Scottish food.
But yeah, it's going to be very hard to follow up like the reboot animated series.
Yeah.
Mostly because it was a love letter to the Disney Afternoon.
I think that is probably their intention.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll do it, but it's their intention just because, like, my little brother loves DuckTales randomly.
DuckTales is great.
And I've talked to other, like, parents and kids here that they're like, oh, yeah, I'm watching that. I'm like, oh, yeah, crazy.
I think at this point it's Strike While the Iron's Hot, but still, I mean, even though, like, the series, animated series ended, like,
they're still
popular. Popular.
Well, it's like, there's people that, like, you know, you binge it, you watch it a couple times or something, and then you find out, like, there's stories. I'll read the stories.
Yeah, that animated series, they really pulled a lot. Like, I am blanking out on, like, that actor's name, voice Spawn in the 90s animated
series.
Keith David. No, like, so, like, in the animated series, they brought in Keith David to voice a Gargoyle-esque character, and he was Goliath in Gargoyles.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's,
I love
he's,
it. Yeah, he's the president great. In Rick and Morty.
Yeah, like, it's Keith has just been doing a great job. Like, I love his voice, and it's great hearing him show up in random places. Like, he was in a Final Fantasy fighting game as, like, the main villain.
I grew up with a really random horror movie called Tales from the Hood.
I fucking love Tales from the Hood. I love that movie. It's so cheesy. It's so good.
And, like, I feel like if they were to bring it back, he'd be a good, like, crypt guy.
He was... Yeah. I think they made a third one recently.
They did, and he was. That's right. In it. All right. Yeah. You know, maybe I had a little deja vu, and that's what it was.
That's such a good poster.
It's an anthology horror movie. Oh, it's like it's like three different stories, right?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's technically
four.
Oh, because there's the one at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's like the dude who dies and comes back to life, right?
Oh, dude, spoiler.
Well, my favorite is the little kid that like he can like. Draw stuff and it's basically like a voodoo thing.
Yeah, that one.
Because he's like grows up with like an abusive stepdad.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that movie.
And then there's the one with like the little doll that comes to life.
That one, yeah. And that isn't it like in a fucking old like plantation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I forgot what the third one was. Whatever.
Yeah, but a good movie. Check it out if you haven't seen Tales from the Hood. Monthly podcast movie recommendation. Watch Tales from the Hood. But already, next book when we talk... Oh, and also DuckTales is going to be releasing November 6th.
Yep.
Next book releasing November 13th is Power Rangers Prime.
Yeah,
number one.
So, originally, when I saw the covers for it, I was just kind of just like, you know what? As the Power Rangers guy, I'm like, I mean, they're going back to the Mighty Morphin era, and like, you know, it's like, yeah, that's fine. And I found out, like, they're bringing in other, like, eras, because then they dropped, like, the Red Samurai Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And the costume for that was dope. It was, like, a weird mesh of, like, the Sengoku-esque, like, outfit with, like, the helmet and stuff. So it seems like...
Well, they said, so it's still in the same town.
Yeah.
New
It's, like, in, like, Rangers. A university or something like that.
Yeah, so Angel Grove.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're... The way that you're describing it, they're comparing it to, like, the Ultimates. It's, like, in vain of Marvel's new Ultimate stuff, it's, like, a new team, new mentor, new threats. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a whole new thing for, like, people who reading
which,
it for
which,
a while.
Which makes sense, because, like...
People want to jump in.
It feels weird them rehashing the same storylines with the
and
same...
And that's been, like, a major complaint with the fans, where it's, like, it's always the Mighty Morphin era. It is always, like, you know...
And now it's something...
Yeah,
it's
something... And then, you know, R.I.P.
Yeah.
To Tommy and...
Yeah, Jason David Frank. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And the Yellow Ranger, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm blanking out on...
Her name,
like...
She died in the, like, 2000s or 90s, right?
It
she
was,
died
before. Like, it was a car late, late 90s, like... And that's kind of... It's a weird...
So it's weird to see them in the stories, but, you know...
Because they're fucking dead.
Yeah, yeah, it's very... God, it's I mean, dope. Behind-the-scenes stuff, like Super Sentai Power Rangers fans, they call it, like, the... Like Yellow Curse, because the first Japanese actor who passed away in the Super Sentai one was
the Yellow Ranger?
Yeah, was the first Yellow Ranger.
Oh, shit, the first American Yellow Ranger. That's fucking
weird.
Yeah,
first, like, you know... It's a weird, like... Some weird urban legend and stuff with, like, the community.
Dang.
But, yeah, it's...
Dang, so it's, like, the equivalent of playing a red coat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty.
A red
like
shirt.
Superman.
Yeah,
a red shirt in, like, Star Trek.
But, going on to, like, lighter matter, it very much seems, like, almost, like, an anniversary-esque one.
Yeah.
Where they're bringing in different Rangers from different eras, and that's, like, the team-up and stuff.
And Dan Mora is doing
Moore.
An A-cover
oh, my
for
God.
One,
Dan,
so.
God bless Dan Mora.
So, yeah, so if you're a Power Ranger person, you should pre-order that.
Oh, yeah, and that's coming out November 13th.
Yep.
Next one is... I'm going to go by pretty quick. It's just, I saw this, and I thought it sounded fucking awesome. So it's, there's a I think four new books coming out under this thing called Horizon Experiment, mm-hmm. which
they're, it's like an anthology.
Yep.
Yeah, but like, it's weird because it's like, it's like four new stories from four new artists that like they aren't connected, but like they're all under this like same branch. It's like, yeah, it's like an anthology thing, I guess, mm-hmm. but it's not like one. It's like four different series all under one branch. It's weird, but this one is called Moondogs. And it's about East African werewolves secretly living in Miami.
That's, mm-hmm. that sounds
like,
great.
Okay,
that,
sick. I'm in. Like, that sounds rad.
Yeah, that is some, like, you so know, random. What we do in the shadows.
No, literally, yeah. And it's like, there's like a, there like, some stuff's gonna happen. It's like some secrets that could come out that could lead to like a culture war between humans and werewolves and stuff. Like, it sounds really wild. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's gonna be releasing November 20th. But keep a lookout for that one, because I feel like that one's gonna be kind of like a sleeper hit. That sounds like it's gonna be really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then next one, I think I haven't read this myself.
Oh yes.
But yeah. Ultra Mega number 7, the releasing Return. November 20th as well.
Oh.
Young Nate, you wanna
Guys, if you haven't read Ultra Mega, I don't think that you are truly exploring what the comics medium can do. Because the first time that I read Ultra Mega by James Herron, it was kind of like a light switch that got flipped on. It was like, oh, like, this is what people can do with comics.
Outside of the big two?
Outside of the big two, yeah. Because I hadn't read a lot of indie stuff. That was kind of one of my first indie, non-Marvel DC stuff that I read. And it's incredible. I mean, his art, the action.
Can I borrow it?
Like, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. And then it went on hiatus, and my heart was broken, and it's been, what, 2 years?
Yeah, no, it's weird, because I remember getting hired on around the same time the first
Well, yeah, because it was, yeah. cause it was they did that little Skybound X
yeah.
thing, and
yeah,
then...
I was just like,
and then, like, Radio Silence, basically, and so now it's coming back. I don't know how much is picking up of, like, where the first series left off.
Yeah, so, I mean, they did a preview of it in the air quote facsimile right, Transformer. Yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be flung far into the future.
That's what it seems like. But it just, like...
Maybe we'll get an opening cross sequence.
Yeah. Like, James Herron is just such a... I know he's Daniel Warren Johnson's, like, biggest inspiration the industry. It's like
you, no, you can totally see it. Like, yeah. It's very... Like, you can see kind of, like, the similarity. It's,
I gotta read it.
It's really good. Like, yeah. It's... So, as a fan of comics and as a fan of, like, you know, stuff like Ultraman, Godzilla, mm-hmm. it fits...
It's all of that.
It's all of that.
It's kaiju awesomeness. Yeah. So, yeah, pick that up. That's going to be dropping November 20th. Mm-hmm. Do it, because like, it's awesome.
Yeah, and the preview for it in, like, the Transformers 1 facsimile, like, it looks great.
Yeah.
It's very interesting where they're going with it.
I mean, like, if you like comics, then you just need to pick it up.
So. Yeah, maybe, this is spawn more Ultra Mega stories. Yep.
Speaking of Spawn, next, our final indie book is coming out November 27th, and it's Deadly Tales of Gunslinger Spawn, and it's going to be a one-shot, and it's pretty much going to be finally revealing the origin of Gunslinger Spawn, and, like, who he is. It's going to take place, like, in Western
Because they've hinted at, like, his origin story.
A lot of Spawns, they just show up.
They show up. But, with Gunslinger, they've been hinting, like, he has some connection with Al Simmons, like, you know, like, family tree.
He's, like, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Or something like that. It was, like, something tied with, like, the Simmons family tree.
Like, on his dad's side.
So, if you're a fan of Spawn, and it seems like even if, like, let's say you like Spawn, well, maybe you want to get into Spawn and you haven't, like, read a bunch before, like, it seemed like this is going to be pretty easy to just, like, jump into, because it's just going to be his backstory, you know what I mean? And it's, if you like Westerns, if you like Spawn, I mean, November 27th, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or place an order for it right now. You can go right now. But, next, that's going to lead us into Marvel. We're going to talk about some Marvel books.
Marvel, baby!
It's Marvel.
Our first book that we're going to talk about is actually one of two Star Wars books we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Star Wars Battle of Jakku, Insurgency Rising
Jakku?
Number 1. Jakku. This is going to be releasing October 2nd. And it's going to be the beginning of, like, the post Return of the Jedi timeline, because after Star Wars 50, I think it is, and Darth Vader 50, they're ending the between Empire and Return of the Jedi, and they're jumping to that, which is, like, I think we got a little bit of, like, the Battle of Jakku in fucking Star Wars Battlefront. I think one of those Battlefront games, like, there was a DLC where you could, like, play through that battle or something. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be, like, the setup for it, and it's going to be a weekly book. So after October 2nd, every week for 4 weeks, we're going to be getting one of those.
That's really rare for Western comics to do a weekly release.
It happens. You know, we just had it with Gotham City Sirens, but it's been doing it more and more recently, especially with all the 2099 books.
I think it's easy to do when it's a mini-series, there might be a thing where the team completes the has already had it done.
It's probably already done right now. Or maybe they're doing final touch-ups, like, on the coloring for the last
issue. Maybe. And then they can just, like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that just to keep the
keep it running. A lot of other creators have done that before, where it's like they already have the finished product and everything, and it's just a matter of the company is kind of releasing it.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, since we're talking about this, and it's pretty much just, like, new old remnants of the Imperial. Mm. The Imperials are, like, coming back. And, like, being like, hey, we don't like the Republic. Bye!
And doing that's stuff. Kind of the thing where it's, like, with, like, the sequel trilogy, they kind of never really touched on, like, how the hell the Empire kind of just came back.
Yeah.
And, like, they touched on it with, Star Wars Resistance.
Yeah, guys, I don't know how, like, Palpatine's back.
Because that's kind of the thing where it's like they kind of do need to explore it a bit more, other than, like, oh, they were just back and now the good guys are the rebels again.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, they're going to explore kind of the stuff, like, the power vacuum that happened. There's some civil unrest.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to be getting a lot of that, because after that first one ends, there's going to be another weekly starting on the 20th of November, and that's called Star Wars Battle of Jakku, Republic Under Siege. So the other one is Insurgency Rising. Then about a few weeks after that, Republic Under Siege is starting, and that's just another weekly book that is going to be just continuing the story. It seems like, I don't know why they didn't just do, like, an 8-issue mini, or instead of 2 4-issue minis. I think it's different writers.
They're kind of making it confusing.
Yeah.
Different writers make sense.
But yeah, so that's also going to come out. But yeah, so that's the Star Wars stuff we're going to be talking about. And then from Star Wars, we're going to move on to The Blade. Blade number one.
The Blade.
It's going to be a Red Band book releasing October 9th on my birthday. And and it's going to be a Red Band book, and it's going to be pretty much just taking place after Bloodhunt and being like, hey, do we Bloodhunt? This is what happened to Blade after Bloodhunt. So, and it's going to be bloody. Hopefully we can get Blade up to fucking at least, 50 issues? Is he even at 50 yet?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I think this is going to be his 50th.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably purposely did that.
Hopefully. God. Yeah. Poor Blade.
Yeah. But,
it's hard to tell. Because do they count Bloodhunt?
No, because it's not a Blade.
No, right?
It's not. It's
a Marvel Universe book. It's so stupid.
God, I remember, like, when there's that anniversary for Miles. It was just, like, over 300.
Oh, you know what? That's probably, you know, I think they're probably at, like, 45 or whatever.
Okay, yes.
And these five are going to fill that void. Yep. And then when they start a brand new ongoing, they're going to be, like, $10 50th issue edition.
Probably. That's what they always do.
Bunch of guest artists.
Yeah.
Here's, like, 20 covers.
The man.
I'm calling it now.
The man kind of jump-started Marvel's, like, foot in with the movie industry.
Yeah.
He needs some respect.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Alrighty, guys, so October 16th, the prequel to Alien Romulus is coming out. It's just a one-shot comic book, and I don't want to say too much, because in case maybe you haven't seen the movie, maybe you haven't seen it yet, Ten hasn't seen it, but it's pretty much going to explore aspects of the movie. The opening of the movie, it's going to take place right after that. It's going to take place, like, and give some context to the rest of the movie.
The writers work hand in hand with the director.
Yes,
that's always good. The
movie.
That's always good when they add that in.
Like, they talk to Fede Alvarez and the other writer for it, and, like, fear, like, what they pictured happened during these previous events that the movie hints to, but you don't necessarily see. So they really figured out what that story is and are going to kind of adapt those ideas into a comic book. So that's going to be really cool. And October 16th, like we said. But next, we got, releasing October 18th, Moon Knight Fist of Khonshu. So pretty much new Moon Knight book. Mark Spector is back. It's just, it's the same creative team from the previous Mark Spector Moon Knight run.
Which
it's Jed McKay and Alessandro Cappuccio.
And yeah, they've done work. They've done good work.
Oh, yeah.
Good
work. Jed is basically saving Marvel.
Yeah, he's doing so much. He's doing great stuff.
So much. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. But, and then the only thing I thought sounded pretty interesting from, like, the description for it is that it kind of said, like, the multitudes he contains are about to break. It sounds like he's, like, multiple, his DID stuff is, like,
kind of, like,
start,
you know,
fracturing.
Kind of like,
is it going to be multiple Moon Knights?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Kind of like Legion Quest in a bit.
Maybe, like, where it's, like, his psyche is starting to break, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think that's maybe what they're hinting towards, but I'm not
because,
sure.
I mean, they...
A little Spawnish.
Yeah, with that, that one, Spawnish, like, Spawnish. You know, that one one-shot that we got in recently where it was... Medieval Moon Knight. Like, I know, I mean, Crusader Moon Knight.
there's a lot of Moon Knights.
Like, so many Moon Knights.
But next one, this is going to be a quick one. Just, there's, did any of you guys watch What If Season 2?
I did.
Did you watch What If Season 2?
I did.
Oh,
and
shit.
So, it's funny that you mentioned it, because, like, the character that we're about to, like, say, like, afterwards, I'm like, when did she show up? And it's like, oh no, this is an original character.
Yeah. So What If Season 2 introduced an original character named Corti?
Yeah.
It sounds like they're trying to find a new Harley Quinn kind of.
Well, she's
not really.
Not in the character wise, as far as like introduce her in a show.
Well, they already have that though.
X-23.
Yeah, with X-23.
That's true.
Yeah.
But pretty much in the show, it was pretty much like from what I remember, it was like in this universe. The space stone, like the fucking cube, like landed on Earth, but it like broke, and like a lot of the energy leaked out, and like the energy that leaked out ended up giving powers to a specific like native tribe.
Yeah, like, and anybody who fell into this like, you know, underground lake, they ended up in this world and also got like superpowers.
Yeah, and she ended up there and got powers, and she pretty much has like reality warping abilities and shit like that. So she, and it's this book, it's gonna be a one shot that's like a Marvel Voices thing, and it's gonna be for Native American, like, Heritage Month.
So we got her, we got Legion, we got Franklin Richards.
Yeah, reality.
What's Charles' other kid?
Oh, shit.
He kind of has
the other
two.
One.
Yeah, he has the other one. Yeah.
The other one.
The
other one, yeah.
Not
yeah.
as cool as Legion, because we're not remembering.
I almost said X-Man, but that's
X-Man,
Cable, right?
Yeah, that's... That's a version of a Nathan Summers.
So funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that book is going to be called Corti, Reshaper of
Worlds.
And that's coming out November 6th. Mm-hmm. This next one is also going to be pretty quick. It's going to be a one-shot that is a collection of a few issues of Negasonic Teenage Warhead's webcomic. So it's just Negasonic Teenage Warhead number 1, releasing November 6th. And
Cold
it's going to be
Deadpool covers.
Yeah, it's going to be Deadpool's going to be in it, and it's a 3-issue arc that's condensed into one issue that's like her being hunted by the TVA, and she has to like save the multiverse or something.
Yeah.
So if you like Negasonic Teenage Warhead and like Deadpool, or read that webcomic and want to like hold it physically, you can you can pick that guy up.
Yeah.
But on to the next one. So after the ending of fucking Zeb Wells' Amazing Spider-Man run, starting in issue 61.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not over. He's off of it. Zeb Wells is no longer writing it. It's Joe Kelly, I think. Is it Joe Kelly?
Yeah. Baseball player.
Yeah, Joe Kelly is writing
like
this new run. It's 8 issues. And it's... Okay. So, Dr. Doom is a Sorcerer Supreme right now. And the basic setup for this Amazing Spider-Man run is that, like... Well, Doctor Strange would always, like, take care of, like, all of the supernatural threats that were, like, facing Earth and stuff. And, like, that kind of, like, that stuff. Doom's like, I don't want to fucking do that. That's boring.
Yeah.
So he's like, yo, Spider-Man, you like helping people, right? I'm going to give you a new suit and some, like, powers or something. And you're going to fight off all the...
lives.
You're going to go... And, yeah, he gives him 8 lives. No, the suit gives him 8 lives. Mm-hmm. So he can die and come back. Like, you're going to go fight all the magical stuff for me. Have fun.
Yeah, you're
going to
fight some
run.
Crazy shit. You're probably going to die.
Yeah.
But,
and he has, like, a weird silver metal suit that looks
with
like
Duke. With a cloak also.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's... Go.
They gave him a cape.
That
they gave
could...
Him a
cape. That could be really cool, or it could be really dog shit.
Yeah, it's on that razor's edge.
Really
cool.
Because I know Ed McGuinness is doing the art,
yeah.
Which I'm very happy about, but...
Scotty Young covers, those are going to be solid. I'm trying to remain positive.
Look, man, you're You might be a little bit of a Scotty Young.
A little bit, but I like when it's like, this is eight different ways to kill Spider-Man, where it's not
just he's doing like a theme of like, okay,
One's him killing off Spider-Man in a different way.
But
I like when it's something like that. Yeah. When it's just a standalone, I don't care.
Yeah, the art's probably going to be great. I like Joe, I haven't read a lot of Joe Kelly stuff, but I have read his Spider-Man Deadpool run with Ed McGuinness, and I like so that's kind of all I'm basing it off of.
But yeah, it's been a while since we had like a comic book, so this can, yeah, definitely, as Young Nate said, it can go either way. This can either be the greatest thing ever written, or the oh god, why we are shoving this in the background along with, like, you know, One More Day.
we'll see what happens.
I'm gonna be positive it's probably gonna be way better than like what's been going on with Spider. I'm just so mad that I forgot, like, you know, I remember Paul. Fucking Paul. Gonna be better than Paul.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what we named the first episode?
Yeah, it was.
But the next book that book's released November 13th. I don't know if I said that. But next one is gonna be another one of the What If books, the Disney What If books.
Oh, the mini?
Yeah, it's What If Minnie Became Captain Marvel, releasing November 20th. It's
Sell out of Donald Ducks?
We sold out of the Wolverine ones. We still got some Thor ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this one is pretty much going to be based on the first four issues of the original Ms. Marvel run. And it's going to be based off of those. It's going to be doing that. But the thing that I think is kind of cool, the only reason, like, I'm definitely gonna flip through this is because Peg Leg Pete is gonna be Scorpion. And Peg Leg Pete as Scorpion sounds fucking rad. But next book we're gonna be talking about
West Coast
Avengers number one. West Coast Avengers number one. Starting November 27th. This is gonna be a new Iron Man and War Machine put together a new team. It's not a crazy big team or anything. It's gonna be, I believe,
kind of like a bits of the original West Coast, like, you know, Spider-Woman, Firestar.
But there's gonna be a fucking Ultron.
Yeah,
is a part of the team, and it's gonna be like him. I don't know what the dealio is exactly, but it's like him, like, trying to gain redemption for all of the years he's like fucked with the Avengers, and he's trying to like be a good little Ultron. He's trying to be a good guy, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I mean,
so he's basically the cyborg. As a team?
Kind of, yeah. He is like the cyborg.
But yeah, no, like, interesting, interesting lineup.
Yeah. But, like,
we'll see, you know, what Ultron does. You know, we've had kind of good Ultrons before, you know, like his son, his very religious son from the Runaways.
So that's that. And it's also going to be written by Gary Duggan. Jerry Duggan.
I did not know that. Yeah. Oh, okay, you want... No. Absolutely hype.
Yeah.
Like, his Deadpool run, absolutely amazing. Highly would recommend picking it up.
Yeah,
like,
and he's writing that one book, Falling in Love on the Path to Hell right now, which is fucking great.
Yeah, him and Post have been just doing such good work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is Ten's, like, seal of approval. Ten's. Of, like, if Duggan is writing it...
Pick it up.
Like, yeah.
But,
that he got me back into comics, in a sense, and it ended up me working here.
Hey, yeah.
Because that was, like, one of my first things I picked up, The Hideout. I forgot which issue it was. I think it was, like, issue 5 of, like, the 2012 Deadpool run.
Nice. Like, that's fucking rad. Mm-hmm. But next book is going to be it's kind of interesting. I didn't know this was happening. So, all new Venom, number one, written by Al Ewing. Yeah, it's a new host. We don't know who it is, but he's, like... So he's black and gold. So he's all black, and he has gold eyes, a gold logo, and, like, gold fucking, like
it's all new, baby.
It's weird. And it's like
flossing.
The logo is super, like, I don't know. It's all new. Yeah, it's a very...
I wonder what Al Ewing's going to do with it, because he usually writes some pretty trippy stories.
Yeah, so I might... Because I'm so, like, it seems so different and weird.
It's a very interesting design.
Yeah.
They've been really adding in some lore with Venom. I know Black Widow's got, like,
Venom's just got crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping this would be, like, a good place for people who, like, haven't, they've been reading Venom stuff, if they want to just jump in, because I might.
I like Venom. Which one? Eddie Brock? Who's Eddie Brock? You know, those people.
Yeah. But yeah. So next one we're moving on to, this one will go by pretty quick. Laura Kinney Wolverine, number one, is coming out
December 11th. Yeah, if you're a huge 11th. X-23 fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and also the Venom one's coming out December 4th. But the X-23, it's hers Wolverine. She got the suit and everything. She was really cool in the first issue of NYX.
That's yeah, and also, yeah, really that. Cool, like, Wolverine costume design really 100%, stands out from, yeah. like, you know, Logan's.
I really like it. Yeah. And it's pretty much her fighting against people oppressing mutants. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple. It's her just... Yep. being fucking cool and slicing people up. And
as a Wolverine should.
Exactly.
You know what I really like? Mm-hmm. A Doom Treasury size.
Oh, a Doom yes. Treasury size?
A Doom Treasury size.
So, yeah, we've had so many people coming in. It's like, you got Doom books? And it's like, nah. After, like, the announcements, like, yeah. you know, we've been picked clean. Like, they're hard to
not totally
by.
True. I snuck some back on the wall.
That's good. Yeah. We also have a bunch of Doom 2099 if you're interested in that, though. But, so this one isn't going to be coming out for a bit. It's coming out in March. It's coming out March 19th. So you got a bit of...
And I think it's definitely worth an investment.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit until you can... I think I already placed an order for it. But pretty much it's going to be collecting the one-shot by Hickman and Sanford
Green.
Two
more stories.
And also, yeah, I have the issues here. It's going to be collecting issue 583 of Fantastic Four. I'm not exactly sure the significance of that issue, but I'm assuming it's pretty significant.
It's his first appearance of him doing the dive kick.
Oh, my God. And then it's going to be issue 1 of Runaway.
Well, they're both stories that they worked on Doom together.
Really?
Before.
That makes sense. I didn't know that. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. But yeah, so those are going to be in the Doom Treasury Edition. Oh, yeah. If you know the Treasury Editions, they're pretty much just like really oversized prints.
Yeah, they're like the size of like a, you know, decent poster you pick up somewhere.
So like if you really like that art, especially the art in that issue is beautiful and you want to see it just blown up as big as you can, like... Definitely investigate.
Yeah, it's huge quality pages, and then like the spine on it. It's like you can like open up the book and like you don't get a lot of bleed there, you know. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite kind of books to drop. So I usually anytime Marvel drops a Treasury, I need it. Like I need a Beta Ray Bill one already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I talked to Daniel Warren Johnson about that. He was like, they don't want to do it. I was like, why? Yeah, because Beta Ray doesn't have a big, you know, fan base, I guess.
People suck because of that. But anyways, now we're going to be... That was the end of Marvel. Let's wrap it up, Marvel. Yeah. We're going to move on to DC. First one, we've talked about a few times already. Mm-hmm. Absolute Superman number 1. That one's coming out November 6th. This is just more of a reminder. If you want to hop on the new Absolute stuff...
Pick it up.
It looks
really
cool.
Issue 1's go fast, so absolutely pick it up.
It's Jason Aaron's a shit. But yeah, after that, that's going to be released November 6th, as I said. Batgirl number 1 is also releasing November 6th. That is going to be Cassandra Cain, Batgirl. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like the first solo book she's had in like 2 decades or something like that.
Like ages.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the first issue is, and I don't know if it's just the first issue, but it's, or if it's like throughout the series. She's going to be teaming up with Lady Shiva, which, isn't that her mom? Isn't Lady Shiva her mom?
I'm trying to remember.
I think it's her mom, but I'm not 100% sure.
Like it's, I don't. Know much about like Cassandra's like lore, but yeah it's
And then they're kind of describing it as like a martial arts action revenge
and
story.
I'm excited for that because I do love a good, like, you know, I love Bruce Lee flicks. Love Kill Bill, like,
so,
you know,
it'd be cool if it has that a Kill Bill kind of vibe.
If it had like a Kill Bill vibe, I would be
wiggle your big toe.
Yeah.
Tarantino. But releasing November 6th, our next book is going to be JSA number 1, mm-hmm. written by Jeff Lemire and drawn by Diego Oletegu. I don't know how to say his last name, but very beautiful art. If you like Jeff Lemire, if you like JSA, if you like that guy's art, it's going to be rad. It's going to be bringing back a lot of classic characters. It's going to have Jesse Quick, so it's a kind of also like the next generation of a lot of the classic JSA. Mm-hmm. So Jesse Quick is, you know, Flash, Hawkman and Hawkgirl, Hourman, Sandman, Wesley Dodds, like, go.
Let's go.
And I think I saw Wildcat in there
too. That miniseries was leading into this, basically, right?
It looked like it. It was like, because at the end of that series, the JSA like show up and like are recruiting him. It doesn't look like it's the same exact team, but like,
no, not a different team, but
it was hinted
in that world.
That. Yeah,
there's like, if you read Wesley Dodd's Sandman, this like perfect bleed over.
If you didn't read that, definitely check it out. That was a really
should good, be trade soon.
Yeah, it was Riley Rosmo and fucking killed it. It was really good. But next one we'll talk about is Absolute Batman number 2. This is another one, just more of a reminder.
The Batman Who Lives.
Batman Who Lives is huge. If you haven't placed orders in for this yet, or let us know you're interested in it, please let us know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be selling out crazy fast, I can already tell. And it's going to be releasing November 11th. So if you're interested, put in your orders now. It's going to be a great book.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of hate buying, too. Probably. I mean, they're like, I don't like that symbol.
That's the usual thing. With, like, new character taking on, like, an old mantle.
It's still Batman. It's still Bruce.
That's kind of the thing. It's like...
He's just got no money. And he's
just
huge.
Wait a couple issues, and then we can hate on it like Paul if it's bad.
Yeah. And like, then I believe releasing on the same day or a couple days after that, a new Black Lightning series is starting.
And yeah, it's
tight.
Yeah, it's been a while since he's
Who's on that one?
I'm not sure who's writing
some
it.
Guy?
Yeah, probably some guy. But it's going to be, so I guess the Justice League, with the whole Justice League Unlimited stuff, which we're going to be getting to in a minute, mm-hmm. are setting up more stuff on the Watchtower and, like, there's new outreach program the Justice League has, that Black Lightning is leading. That's almost like, it seems almost like Charles Xavier Mutant-esque, where they're kind of going out to young metahumans and trying to, like, help them when they don't really know how to use their powers before, like, they hurt themselves or other people stuff. So it's kind of about that, and then also, I guess his daughter ends up getting involved in something, like, some nefarious stuff in Metropolis that he needs to go help her with, and there's like a bit of like a kind of like another book I said earlier, kind of like a weird like culture war between like metahumans and humans and stuff starting, and so it's kind of gonna deal with that. So it seems very interesting. The art looks really fun, so if you're a fan of Black Lightning, be sure to check that out when it comes out. Another kind of Justice League Unlimited related one, kind of building up to the Justice League Unlimited book we're talking about soon, is The Question, All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah,
that's going to be releasing November 20th.
I love The Question.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be Renee Montoya's version of The Question, which I really like because I've been wanting to read more about her recently. And it's pretty much the Justice League believe that there is kind of something nefarious and some dark stuff kind of going on underneath the surface at the Watchtower. Mm. So they get The Question to kind of like start doing an investigation to figure out what's going on. So it's pretty much a mystery in the Watchtower that The Question's trying to solve. And
who's running art on that one? Some guy.
Yeah, a lot of... I
would love a Martin Simmons mystery question.
Dude, even like Martin Simmons and like James Tynion, like doing a Black Label for A Question.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
But yeah, so if you like The Question, if you like noirs, because it seems like it's leaning towards like a sci-fi noir, especially because it's going to be on the Watchtower, like basically set in space.
Superheroes in space!
But yeah, so there's that one. The next one, the one I've been mentioning a few times already, Justice League Unlimited, number one, releasing November 27th, written by the GOATs, Mark Waid and Dan Mora.
Yeah,
How unlimited?
It's very unlimited. So big. Unlimited is the unlimited.
Yeah, everybody's here.
It's bottomless.
Bottomless,
it's Justice League Ultimate lineup.
Oh my god.
There's Plastic Man in it.
It seems like pretty much like every single, just like in the show, like, almost every single DC superhero is going to be, like, a part of this team. Like, it's going to be, like, I don't know, like, every actual one, but, like, most of the DC superheroes
are going to be a reoccurring, rotating roster.
I mean, that's what it seems like, yeah. And it takes place after the Absolute Power and All-In special. Also, if you're interested in this and all the new DC stuff reading out, don't read the description for this, because it's spoiled the end of Absolute Power and All-In for me.
I don't know what's...
The ending of the Justice League Unlimited bio just straight up spoils the Absolute Power.
Yeah,
I don't know if it happens in the Absolute Power or the All-In special. I'm assuming it's in the All-In special, but they do way to tell you. But yeah, and then so it's going to, like I said, Watchtower, huge team, Mark Waid, Dan Mora. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you love that original show, if you're reading even like World's Finest right now, if you're just looking for a new good book to start, if you're looking to get more into DC stuff, this is going to be a great place to jump in. Okay, we're coming down to the last couple here. Some of these are going to go by pretty quick, like this next one. Just another reminder, Absolute Wonder Woman is releasing November 27th.
Absolute wife.
Yes. If you're a fan of Wonder Woman, if you're a fan of witch stuff, hell, if you're a fan of...
Muscle Mommies.
Yep,
Muscle Mommies. If you're a fan of badass shit...
I just want her to princess carry me.
Definitely pick up Absolute Wonder Woman and then pre-order Absolute Wonder Woman
2. I want her to pick me up.
Releasing November 27th. Also releasing November 27th, another quick one. Superman 20. This is, I think, the issue after the whole All-In initiative, but it's going to be the return of Doomsday. I guess Doomsday has been fighting his way out of hell. I guess he's been in hell.
That's metal as fuck.
Yeah, he's going to break out of hell and go up against Superman, and at this point in the comic, the newly turned Lois Lane as Superwoman.
That's interesting, because they've played with Lois being Superwoman a couple times. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a Rebirth run that was the Superwoman?
I think it might have been, yeah. And then that also was adding in, like, Superman, All-Star Superman.
Yeah,
I did that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
For her birthday.
Like
that was, like, her
gift.
But, and then Mora is going to be on the art.
They had a rad, what, like, kind of like a what if. It was like the dark.
Oh, yeah.
The dark universe. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I like that one because it was just like Eradicator was looking for somebody to give the powers to or whatever. Yeah, and give it to her. And she just had a vendetta against the whole Justice League.
Yeah, I remember seeing that because she let him. They let him.
Yeah, they like you seen he was on TV.
Yeah, I remember reading about that one. That was sick. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So if you like more of and you want to hop into more Superman stuff, you like Doomsday. Hop. I think on issue 19, the new arc is starting, and then you can also probably just jump in on issue 22 if you don't have the chance. But that's releasing November 27th. Next one I'm pretty excited about. Tom King's new Black Canary book, Black Canary Best of the Best. It's Tom King and Ryan Suk. I'm not a super familiar with Ryan Suk's work.
His name sounds familiar. I think we've seen it.
Yeah,
a ton of covers.
Yeah, he's.
And the first issue sounds pretty cool. It's gonna another Lady Shiva thing. She's gonna be in a couple books.
More martial arts.
Yeah,
more martial arts.
It's gonna be a pretty much the whole issue. It sounds like it's a hand to hand fight between Black Canary and Lady Shiva to like determine who the best hand to hand fighter in the DC universe is. Like that's like the issue, and it's gonna be King has been comparing it a little bit to like Woman of Tomorrow in terms of like the tone and like the feelings of it, which makes sense. It's gonna be I feel like there's a good amount of similarities you can pull between those two characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so that's gonna be really fun. I love Tom King, and I've been wanting to actually get more into like Green Arrow and Black Canary and that whole side of the DC stuff recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's kind of perfect timing. That's releasing November 27th. I will read anything Tom King writes. I love that man. But
please listen to this.
Calm down.
And then our last book, kind of, it's gonna be leading into a Christmassy times. I'm sure we're gonna be talking about more Christmassy books coming up in the next episode.
I love Santa in the DC universe. Yep.
Batman Santa Claus. It's the sequel to the one last year. I think it was last year.
Yeah. Silent Night. I love that. Like Superman is such a like simp for Santa.
Yes.
Did you know Santa? Oh my God,
Bruce! Come on, even Santa knows you.
Yeah.
Put a good word in for me. I've been a good boy.
I think it's the same creative team as last year, if I remember correctly. I'm not.
I won't be surprised because that seems to be the trend with like the yearly series.
Stuff.
Yeah, the holiday series. Like, and, you know, if you do a good job, you were brought back to like continue it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a one shot or if it's gonna.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's an ongoing.
I think it might be a mini. I think it's gonna be like a four issue.
Yeah,
it probably like last year was like weekly.
Yeah, I think that's what it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. Probably weekly up until Christmas.
Yeah, so if you're hearing this now, be prepared.
We'll probably have a good amount of the show. If it's weekly, we'll have you can probably just come in and score it too.
Absolutely.
But we kind of play it a little safe for the holiday one.
If you if you're feeling it and you like some Santa Claus stuff. Pick it up because Batman and Santa Claus are back, baby.
It's a great gift.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Silent Night Returns.
Like perfect stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Also, yeah, that's a very good, very good point.
You know, I think you can do it as stocking stuffer or as an advent calendar gift or something like that. Yeah.
Just like put it behind the calendar. It's like they open up, but there's nothing in here. Look behind
I did.
That one window is all taped up. Big old note in there.
Big old tear.
I ate the chocolate that was in here. But check behind the box. Oh shit, there's a comic.
That guy's releasing November 27th. But that's gonna be it. That's gonna be the end of this episode, or at least the list for now.
Yeah,
Young
Nate
hopped off to go run the store. The store just opened. We've been open for about 20 minutes. Oh, I don't know why I mentioned that specifically. But thank you guys.
Yeah, if there's any time travelers listening to this and they're like, when were they opened at like such and such time?
Or just random people that found us on the interweb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you didn't
know. Actually have a store.
Yeah, we're a comic book store. We're a comic book hideout in Fullerton. Some pretty cool stuff in California.
You might wander in, walk into us recording, who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you're not from California, you could check us out on Hip Comics. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We have all our single issues uploaded.
And a trade.
Yeah, trades. Like, and we're always putting new stuff in.
Yeah, so if you want to order books from us, Hip Comics, like Funky said, we got plenty of stuff going on. We've got a cool stuff going here on all the time. If you listen to this whole thing, if you're listening to this right now, if you're hearing the words I'm speaking right now, if they're entering your eardrum, crazy.
You get a gold star.
Yeah, I do.
You get two. You get three. You get five gold stars.
Treat yourself to a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a gold star, Mike Cooper. You get a gold star.
Go have a cookie and a Coke.
And isn't Brian Sarno also listening?
Brian Sarno.
Yep.
Brian Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. There's one more guy, John Burgess.
Oh, Burgess! Yeah.
If you're listening, dude, you're the shit. You're cool, man. But yeah, everybody's the shit that listens to this.
Yeah, they're listen, rad. Listen. If there's anybody near you, Burgess, be like, they shouted me out.
Yeah.
I'm the cool kid. I'm
we cool. We have some of the best customers, yeah, no, and that's what, like,
it's what keeps us going. Like, yeah. It's, you know, without them, we wouldn't have a store. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, you guys are awesome. Thanks mm-hmm. for supporting us.
Oh, it's yeah. the community.
The community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, Nate said thanks if you yeah. heard him. But, anyways, thank you guys, like Nate said, so much. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're hopefully going to be posting some more clips on Instagram from stuff like this soon. Mm-hmm. Batman Day is coming up. It might be like just coming up as this is posted. It might be, I don't know, it'll definitely be before Batman Day. So
yeah, definitely.
November, September 21st.
Yeah, we're going to have all kinds of activities and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
It's Batman Day.
But I know people have been asking, like, where are you going? Who are you going to dress up? I think I might do Ra's al Ghul. I got a tux and everything.
Dude, like, and you need a tux, and then you need to get like that green, yeah, like kind of pop collar cape.
That's the thing. I just need to find that pop collar or like green cape.
You gotta do
like,
it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Whatever you're doing, do something fun. Enjoy yourself. Have a nice few minutes to yourself today, where you can kind of chill and maybe drink some nice cold water. I don't know, yeah, man.
And read a comic.
Read a comic.
Yeah, some stay cool. Lemonade. Like gazpacho.
Exactly. Yeah. But alrighty guys, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Pre-order Power Hour, the Comic Book Hideout podcast, is hosted by Ramon Quezada, Nate Basil, Nathan Smith, and Mark Garcia. It is produced by Glennis Speak and Bryce Rankins. This episode was edited by Ramon Quezada. Logo designed by Nate Basil. Find us on Instagram at Comic Book Hideout. The opinions voiced by the hosts of this podcast do not necessarily reflect that of Comic Book Hideout Incorporated. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.